we covered in that kaleidoscope of previous stress test shows. We covered a segment called Stress Test for Listeners, where you have a chance to measure your individual levels of stress. We also dealt with a problem in the workplace, which we deal with every week when we have those questions come up. We also dealt with an equation for racism and hostility, and I'm sure that might tie into some things that happened down in Virginia Beach. We also dealt with the stress test challenge during that segment, where we give you a hypothetical situation question, or either real or hypothetical situation, and we ask you, the listeners, to come up with the human behavioral solution to that challenge. And we also gave you a little taste of the 24-hour stress test hotline that is available to those who can't get through to me tonight. We have a 24-hour stress test hotline, which is 549-6307. And we also have the stress test gripe segment, which we do the first of every month. And this is the first of every month, so whatever's on your mind, feel free to give me a call here. We've got some calls on the line right now. Let's take a call. Stress test, you're on the air.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Fantastic. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, on my mind tonight is I hear a lot of people, I can hear a lot of stress, and most of the people who talked on the show before yours about the Virginia Beach thing.
Okay.
And
Mr. Bunton, Mr. George Bunton show.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I wanted to call, but the phone that I had wouldn't dial.
Okay.
I was in the bathtub.
What were your feelings on that from a human behavioral point of view? How do you see that whole incident down there?
Well, one brother came up with a very good, he took the words out of my mouth. A lot of people say, no, we should go down there and protest. But you have to look, you have to begin to think like they think. What they did.
And how do they think? And
they
when you say they, you're referring to?
Referring to our white-skinned brothers and sisters.
Okay.
How
do they think?
They think. They go back, and they've
not,
been waiting
I guess even
for
more,
a long time.
Okay, I'm sorry not to cut you off, but I think even more important to how do they think, why do they think the way they think?
They think that way because they've been raised to think, and then the Supreme Court, the last rulings on the Supreme Court tell them it's okay to think like that again. It's okay to mistreat blacks again. And that's the consensus of this country. It's always been there, but it's been arrested because of the people like Jesse Jackson, people like Martin Luther King, and others who have stood up, Muhammad Ali. A lot of people don't say things about what he did when he threw his gold out into the ocean and refused to receive it. He didn't do that because he knew he had a couple million dollars coming.
But don't we bring a lot of this on ourselves? Let's deal with that for a minute, because my show is about stress management, managing stress.
Okay, well,
and hostility.
Some of us do bring it on.
We have a lot of hostility out there, don't we?
Yes, it is a lot.
A lot of hostile African American people out there.
And it's a lot of them are selfish, and they don't care who, they don't care if you're white or black.
All right, but doesn't this boil down to us consistently suffering under what I always refer to as the illusion of being included into the so-called American mainstream? We expect to be treated a certain way. We think that we have earned our dues. Unfortunately, most of the young brothers and sisters that went down to Virginia Beach, and I will say this from a human behavioral perspective, I'm 42 years old, so I was involved with the civil rights struggle. When we rioted and did the things that we did, you know, during the Watts situation and all that, it was a